What do you really want in life? It's easy to lose sight of what's truly important. Day to day, we head off to work, then rest and repeat. Here's Pastor Xavier Reese to discuss the simple truths about life beyond the routine. And we discover Scripture's secret to finishing fulfilled.
Sir Walter Raleigh was beheaded in the Tower. And they found in his Bible these two striking lines written the night before of his death. Even such is time that takes in trust. Our youth, our joys are all we have, and pay with but the age and dust. Who in the dark and silent grave, when we have wandered all our ways, shut up the story of our days? But from this earth, this grave, this dust, my God shall raise me. I thrust. He's going up. All the things that the world had given him, he had lost. But he had kept his faith. And the faith spoke of him having hope in life beyond the grave. You know, the saint who dies has an incredible physical benefit. They are no longer aging, decaying anymore at all. They do not experience anxiety, pain any longer. So it's a sweet and bitter to those we love because we know they're with the Lord, but we also know they're not suffering anymore. Philippians 1, 21 and 23 says, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." Far better. I mean, this life is great. He's given us incredible bodies, minds. But there comes a time as we get older that life is not what it used to be. That's the reality, okay? So you walk with God, so when you're old, you grow gracefully. So you can draw from the scriptures. When those days come that you have no pleasure in them, Book of Ecclesiastes says. The saint who dies has a great spiritual benefit. They no longer have to worry about their sin nature. It's over. They don't have to resist any longer. They don't have to do warfare any longer. They no longer have to go through the trials and temptations of the strategies of Satan. How limited we are in this world in so many ways. And yet we act like we're in control. What is it that you really have full control of? Name me one thing. There's nothing you have full control of. The saint's assurance is the scriptures. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 1:5. "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake." The assurance of the power of the Spirit, the gospel.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. Hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. The studies you hear on Simple Truths are also available on CD. Give us a call at 800-651-8352 for information on how to receive a copy. Or log on to our website for announcements about other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.